Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm a certified financial planner, fiduciary, and the founder of Crystal Clear Finances. And I'm excited to be joining you here today as we finished going through the frozen month of January. And we've been talking about this month about the importance of understanding how money works. Yes, we will take time throughout this year, and every day I spend time with my clients talking about the economy, talking about what type of investments they should be in, and getting into the nitty-gritty of financial planning. But the truth is, we always need to go back to the foundation and understand how money works, because no matter how much money you make, it's about how much you're able to keep. It's about properly saving, investing, and protecting, putting it together. And if you don't have those concepts, well, we can learn about taxes and we can learn about what's going on in the economy, but we've got to be able to apply it in practical, common sense ways. And that's what I love bringing to you each and every Saturday. And of course, when you meet with me in the office. So we're going to jump in today. I want to do a quick review because I know it's been a week since we've last talked. And I want to make sure these concepts for January are really down solid, because we had talked about the importance of understanding income versus expenses, assets versus liability, and the importance of creating passive income. In fact, in our office, we every year play an annual tournament. It's called Cash Flow Tournament. It was created by Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And we usually set up, three or four long tables. And now with COVID, we're figuring out how to do it so that everyone has plenty of space, but can still have a lot of fun with each other. And the way that we would do it is we would set up separate games on each table. Now, every table had one of these games in which you were able to choose what role you wanted to play. And you might say, well, Crystal, why is that a big deal? Because we would hand out cards, much like the game of life. Have you guys remember? Am I showing my age to show you how long ago that game came out? Well, in that game, you were allowed to choose the occupation that you would like. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just sit and say, you know what, I choose to be a doctor, or I choose to be an attorney, or I choose to be this. Well, in this game, whether it's Rich Dad, Poor Dad's Cash Flow Tournament or the game of life, we know that there are different occupations, but here's what makes the difference. I can't tell you how many times the winner of the games have been either a truck driver, a janitor, a secretary, a position that most people think, well, that doesn't have a lot of income coming in. I'm telling you, folks, it's not just how much money you make. It's how much you're able to keep. And in this day and age, with everything that's going on, we need to be keeping as much as we can. With the cost of bread and gas and just life increasing, we've got to be really good stewards with our money and make our money be working just as hard as we are. And that's why we need to get back to the basics. You know, in this game that we play and we teach our clients and we have this huge tournament, the whole goal is to help them understand how to create passive income so that they don't need their jobs anymore, so that then they can get out of the rat race of life of living paycheck to paycheck. Now, that's a mouthful that I just said, but it's true. And it's what we're seeing happen in our clients' lives every day. So let's go back and let's talk about this. We can see income in our lives. Most of us know that it comes from a job. If you don't go to work, you don't get paid. Or that's the way it used to work up until a few years ago. And I think we'll finally get back to that model again. But the point of the matter is, most people look that when they graduate high school or graduate college, their goal is to find, like I said a moment ago, pick the best paying job that's out there. When you have that job, what happens is your dependency comes upon what your boss is going to give you for a raise, how many hours that you can put in, and that's the income you bring in. Then what happens is whatever expenses and bills life brings you, you have to meet them through that income. If there's any left over, that's where a lot of people go sideways because they've worked so hard at that job, usually one that's not satisfying, to bring in the income, to pay the bills. And then whatever's left over is usually spent on a liability or something to help them relax, and that money's gone. If we can get to the mindset, which is why I love doing the cash flow tournament with my clients, if we can get to the mindset to understand, wait a minute, yes, we work the job to bring the income, to pay the expenses, but when we have the money left over, if we can be disciplined enough and find assets, we'll eventually be able to buy enough assets that we can replace the job. And then it is not living paycheck to paycheck. Then it's not at the mercy of someone deciding if you're going to get a raise or you going to work sick or having to miss the kids' soccer games or whatever it is. We want to get to that place. Now, how do we get to the place? That's the question that most people are asking. Crystal, yes, I want to do this, but I have no clue how to get this done. Here we go. When you bring in income that pays the expenses and you have that leftover money, we have to begin being alert to what is a liability and what is an asset. A liability is anything that you buy that is not going to generate money for you. If it is not going to create income for you, it is not an asset. It's a liability. I know people get excited. They get excited because, hey, I've got a snowmobile. That is an asset. No, the snowmobile is not an asset. The snowmobile is going to cost you money to fix it and to put gas in it and to take time to ride it. Does that mean you shouldn't have it? No, that doesn't mean that at all. We need to have balance in life and we need to be able to have fun. But what the key is, 90% of the time, we've got to be focusing on how do I get more assets? An asset could be an apartment building. Why is an asset maybe an apartment building? Because somebody is supposed to be paying you rent for that so that even if you don't go to work, they should be mailing you a rent check. Now, I know we are living in a time right now where up seems down and down seems up, and people who live in apartments aren't paying their rent and people don't go to work and they still go get paid. But these things should be changing. And when they change, it should get back to the place that individuals who own assets are able to generate income. Now, another asset could be a business. This is a huge area where I'm finding that I'm sitting down with a lot of clients lately that are so dissatisfied with the culture of where they are at work that they are starting their own businesses. Now, while I cheer, because of course I believe in owning your own business, there are a lot of steps that need to be taken. So don't do that lightly. I would encourage you, if that's something you're thinking about, sit down with a group of advisors, sit down with a financial planner and say, this is what I'm thinking. What should I be looking out for? And begin to really investigate what are the pitfalls in it. Many times individuals that we know will work their regular job while building that side job on so that they can create that passive income. We want to get to a place, whether it's owning your own business, whether it's owning real estate, whether you create something and now you have a patent and you're getting royalties, or you're creating online businesses. And I'm trying to think of that word that just escaped me right now, where they have those memberships and they teach courses online. There are a lot of you who have intellectual knowledge that people want to know. The other day I saw online, it was really smart, an individual who was starting a QuickBooks company. Literally all they were doing is going to teach courses on how individuals could use QuickBooks. That is desperately needed out there. I think about when I first started in QuickBooks, I was clueless. Now, I don't know how I live without it. And I encourage a lot of my business owners to really tap into it to be able to see the benefit of it. But I say all of that to get back to where we first started today about understanding how money works. If you can understand the concept of, okay, I am doing this job to create income, not just to pay my bills and buy some fun things until I get to age 65 or 67, and then hopefully I'll have saved enough and then I can retire and squeak out an existence. We work a job to create the income, to pay the bills, to buy the assets that will eventually replace the job so that we don't have to work 9 to 5, and that we can have the lifestyle and the type of life that we desire. And lifestyle doesn't have to mean lifestyles of the rich and famous. Lifestyles can mean I want to have time with my family, to be able to go to soccer practice, to be able to stay home and make cookies, whatever the area is. But the point of the matter is, we've got to understand what is driving us. It's not enough to just say, my goal is to have a good job, pay my bills. It's my goal is to have a good job, pay my bills, love my family, and buy assets, because assets provide us that passive income. Think about it just for a moment. If you didn't have to go to work and you still knew money was coming in, how would life change for you? A lot, right? So if we look at that, I would challenge each and every one of you. What are the avenues that you have that you can pursue, whether it is creating, writing, teaching, whatever the component is, so that we can begin to pursue that passive income? Now, does that mean, oh, Crystal, so you're saying that we shouldn't have investments? Oh, no, I am not saying that. But I am saying that I don't believe that investments in the stock market are the only way of creating wealth. Oh, I know, shocker. A certified financial planner not saying that the stock market is the end all to everything. But folks, it's not. It's one of the tools. I can't tell you how many clients I have that we have helped build large, very significant size holdings within the stock market so they could turn around and buy apartment complexes, so they could turn around and buy businesses. These are all available to them, because the stock market was a tool for them. But what happened was, is they took the step back, like I'm encouraging you to do in this month of January. They took the step back and said, okay, how does this money thing work? Is just working a job going to get me where I need to go? If the answer's no, and for a lot of people it wasn't, what do I need to do? And they began to take the steps. I would encourage you to schedule an appointment with us, 518-433-7181. Let's sit down. Let's see where you're at. Let's go ahead. Let's put a plan together that says, okay, what are the first steps you can start taking so that you can create assets? Because here's the deal. Sometimes the first step is beginning a savings and investment plan. We've got to get something going so that then there are resources growing so that when the opportunity for assets comes, you can recognize them. And that's what I want to do. I want to spend the rest of our time together talking about the mindset to be able to recognize it. Because a lot of times we get so caught up in just working hard, doing all we know to do, you know, pivoting in this last 2 years, especially pivoting from everything that's going on in life. And we want to be able to say, okay, yes, I know I have to pivot. Yes, I have to live an everyday life, but let's begin to have a plan so that I know, okay, all my pieces are in place when opportunities for maybe real estate come along, a business comes along, being able to teach a course online comes along. When all of these come, we've already squirreled away the resources that you need so that you can take advantage of that. So let's go ahead. Let's take a quick 60-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. It's a new year, new hopes, new opportunities, and new possibilities. The question is, will you be ready to make the most of them? Having a financial plan can provide direction, stability, and peace of mind. It can help you recognize the right opportunities for you and pivot from those you should quickly pass by. Call Crystal Clear Finances today for a free consultation, and together, let's create a plan that's right for you. Call 518-433-7181 today. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and today we are continuing our month-long discussion of understanding how money works. And if we can focus on the fact that, listen, it's not about just doing a job and showing up 9 to 5 or whatever your hours are. There is passive income that we need to generate because we want to create resources for when you retire, or maybe there are other goals you have. Maybe some of the goals are, hey, I'm going to get the kids through college. Who knows, but you do. And I'd love to sit down with you, go over what these goals are, and let's create a plan together. You know, you've heard me say many times that when it comes to a financial plan, you've got to have at least those three main components. And I would ask you today, as I repeat them to you, do you have them in place? Because the very first one that we always look at is, what is your savings component? Now, some of you are out there waving your hands saying, yep, I got savings. I've got a lot of savings either tucked away in my mattress, or I've got it tucked away in a bank getting point nothing. But when I'm talking about savings, you need to understand there has to be safe money that is still growing and keeping up with the cost of living. Because if you have safe money that's growing, but it's not keeping up with the cost of living, while it is safe from the market, it is not safe from purchasing power risk. It is not safe from inflation. Because we all know that if we had $100 in the bank last year and we had $100 in the bank this year, the difference in what that $100 can buy is huge. Just go in your local grocery store. Just go to the gas station. And we know that inflation and the cost of living has increased dramatically. So we must have our safe money. And by safe, I mean money that's out of the market. So perhaps I should use a different word, but money that is not with market risk. We can have that money, but it has to keep growing. It must keep up with inflation. So yes, one of the first things that I would recommend that I sit down with my clients is, where's your safe money? Is it growing? Is it keeping up with inflation? If not, how do we position it outside the market so that you can keep up with the cost of living? The second thing that we're going to look at then is we're going to look at your investments. We need to see which ones are you positioning in your 401k, your 403b, your Roth 401k, your Roth component outside of work, your IRAs. We want to know where everything is because there are so many different components. Not only is there market risk, but we want to look at how it's going to be taxed. This is very important because a lot of individuals are excited. They're saying, oh, I'm just squirreling this money away, thinking that they, when they get to retirement, all that money is theirs. And it's not. Legally, the money you put in your 401k is not all yours. You have given the government the right, and you have said, whatever the tax bracket I will be in is what I will pay. And we have seen with a stroke of a pen that taxes can be changed. So we want to look to see what your investments are in. Now, does this mean that we don't put anything into the stock market? No, I want to use the stock market. I want to see, okay, here's places that are doing good. I want to take advantage of it and help create and cultivate wealth for you. But we need to be alert too, so that we're not blindsided. I mean, there's nothing worse than thinking, okay, here's where the goal is. And you work and you focus and you get it done only to get to the end and realize somebody changed the rules on you. And that's what happens many times when individuals aren't understanding how taxes and risk go together in your investment realm. Now, I'm talking just strictly about the stock market, but we have many of our clients that also own real estate. I am a firm believer in diversification. Now, diversification doesn't mean, oh, 20 different funds that I'm going to put you in. Diversification can mean diversification in the market, and then diversification in real estate, and then diversification in business ownership. I'm a big proponent of that. There's different areas of royalty, of being able to tap into and create courses and books and all kinds of products that people out there are needing in order to succeed. So there's a lot that's involved in that realm. We want to make sure that you have safe money, that you have investment money that's growing, creating passive income. And then the third area we want to do is we want to make sure you have protection. I had a call just the other day from my mother-in-law, and my cousin had fallen and he had hurt himself on someone else's property, and he was actually working for them. And she said, doesn't he have a right to be covered by their health insurance? I mean, here he is having surgeries and all kinds of things. And I said, absolutely. You need to be speaking with them as far as making sure their homeowner's insurance and their umbrella policy is covering all the medical bills for that child. And so one of the things that we need to do, and we do a lot here at Crystal Clear Finances, is we will encourage our clients to make sure that they have umbrella policies. We have them talk to specialists for property and casualty, because what we don't want to do is we don't want to work to build safe money, a large component, and then build investments and passive income only to have someone fall on their property and without the proper insurance and with the wrong mindset, sue them and try to take everything they have. So we want to make sure when we're putting this financial plan together, when you're understanding how money works, one of the things to ask yourself is, do you have the proper protection in place? And by protection, I mean, hey, do you have umbrella policy on your homes, on your cars? Do you have the proper coverage on your house? I remember I was speaking in Tennessee, and there was quite a commotion in the hall when I went to find my husband. I was wondering, why didn't he stay in there to coach me during my speaking talk? And I came out to hear him say, so the house is burning and the barns? And what happened was there was a 7-alarm, yes, a 7-alarm fire while we were gone that happened at our home. Our barns burned down, the horses got loose. Thank God our children were safe, but it burned. I didn't even know. Did you know that siding can melt on a house? But it melted the siding on our house, cracked all the windows. And I was so thankful. That was back when I was first taking my certified financial planning designation course. And they had talked about the fact that if you underinsured your home, that you would not get the full amount from insurance if something ever happened. So I remember going through the course and saying, oh, well, if I'm going to help my clients, then I need to make sure that I'm applying this myself. So I went and I had someone come out, and yes, it increased the cost, but I got the proper amount of insurance on my house. It was probably about 6 months later when I was in Tennessee speaking, when we got that call about the house burning. I was so thankful, because they were able to go in and give me the full amount that was due to me because I had the proper amount of insurance. So that would be one thing just to kind of tuck in the back of your mind to make sure you have the proper amount of insurance on your home. Now, not only when we talk about protection, are we talking about umbrella and car insurance and homeowners insurance, but we're talking about health insurance. We're talking about life insurance. I mean, there has been a lot of individuals who have passed away because of COVID, different situations in life, and, you know, having that life insurance. So there is a tax-free death benefit that goes to your loved ones. I had, unfortunately, the privilege to deliver several very large death benefit checks last year. And it was comforting in a way to know that this client would have the resources. When I was able to explain to her, no, you don't have to rush back to work. No, you don't have to quick sell anything. We have enough resources here that we could take the next 3 or 4 years and kind of figure out how you want to proceed from this, that we have enough life insurance for you. I mean, she was dealing with enough of the emotional loss, not have to worry about financial loss as well. And so we talk about making sure we have life insurance in place, long-term health care, disability, wills, health care proxies, power of attorneys. These are all huge components that we need to begin to put as part of our financial plan. So again, I'm going to ask, let me start back at the beginning. When we look at what you have in place right now, when we look at the fact that, okay, what do you have for savings? Is your savings keeping up with the cost of living? If the answer is no, please give us a call. You've got to get that money working outside the market in a safe place so that it's growing and doing what it needs to help you keep up with what's going on in this world. Second thing is, are you aware of what passive income is, or do you have a plan to create reserves inside of investments so that as opportunities come, you can take advantage of it and to make sure that you have the money needed for retirement? Again, if you don't, we need to talk because I want to make sure you're understanding how the tax implications are of what they're talking about changing. I want to talk to you about how much is needed. We literally, in the very first meeting, can sit down and say, okay, if you continue the path that you're on now, how long will this money last when you're in retirement? Retirement will come. There will come a day when you say, Crystal, yeah, I don't got any more. I can't do this anymore. And that's when we need to say, okay, well, let's see what we got here. And let's go ahead and begin to put a plan together and let's get everything in place so that you can retire. So we need to start that now. And then the third component, of course, is the protection. We want to make sure that we don't spend your whole life getting things ready only to be uninsured. And then now people can either sue and take it away, a disability comes, or there's a loss of life that you are not financially ready for. So together, we can put those components in place so that you have that financial plan. And once you know, okay, I understand why I'm doing each component, it is much easier to be able to work the plan. You know, every now and then I have someone who calls that says, you know, I have a plan. It's about 2 inches thick that I got from this place. I have no clue what it means. And I say, all right, come on in. Let's sit down. Let's go over it. Let's break it apart. Let's create a plan that you can understand. You know, we don't know what 2022 is going to bring. There's a lot of ways it could go this year, but wouldn't it be comforting to know that you've got a plan, that you're going to walk through this. This is how much goes to savings. This is how much goes to investments. This is how much goes to protection. And then you work the plan. As things come up, you can give us a call and say, hey, this is what something new that just transpired in my life. How do I pivot with it? All of these components are what we do here at Crystal Clear Finances. It's not just investments. It's helping you as an individual, as a family, be able to face whatever's happening in this world today, to know that finances shouldn't be something that you're facing alone. Everyone has their area of expertise. Everyone has their sweet spot. This is mine. And I would love to come alongside with you, show you how to put it together. Let's get that plan in place so that we can move forward going into 2022. Well, I'm looking at the time and realizing I never got to the third section of my talk, so I'm going to continue it next week, which is talking about the different mentalities when it comes to money, because there is an affluent mentality. There is actually a poverty mentality where we fear the worst, where we look at things, and we need to understand that the way that we evaluate and look at money comes across in the actions that we do. And by our thought process alone, we can self-sabotage ourselves when it comes to money. And wouldn't it be nice to understand the way you thought about money? And if it's not helping you, wouldn't it be great if we could change that so that you had the right outlook when it came to money, that you knew you're not alone, and that you can create and cultivate wealth, and you can have confidence when you're making those financial decisions? Well, we would love to help you. I invite you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181 and join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.